And now to our final story. Jordan's main opposition party is asking the government there to scrap a 1994 peace treaty with Israel. The Islamic Action Front has urged the government to freeze and eventually cancel the peace deal, according to the demands of the people. Meanwhile, the Islamic Action Front says the Israel Knesset's planned debate on the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound proves that Jordan's policies in dealing with the enemy have failed. Opposition party has also previously called on Jordan's government to close the Israeli embassy in the kingdom. Nasser al-Omari, writer and political commentator, joins us from New York to tell us what he thinks about what the opposition party has said. What do you think, Nasser al-Omari, the opposition making this type of request? Is Jordan going to listen?
Well, there is fear in Jordan that the regime is having backdoor, you know, behind the doors arrangements to make sure that the Palestinians who there are 2 million, 2 million Palestinians who are refugees in Jordan. There is fear in Jordan that there are deals behind the nation's backs to settle these Jordanians at the expense of their right to their homeland in Palestine, and that's why the people of Jordan are kept in the dark when it comes to the dealings that the regime has with the Netanyahu government, with the American government, and that's why everybody is anxious. Everybody believes that the Jordanian people have no say in what happens to their country, who lives in their country, and what kind of deals are being done. And this is why you know, these calls to end the peace process are actually intended to protect Jordan.
And so when you say that, this was a fear, I think, that was pretty much rose to prominence during the so-called Arab Spring, where it was said that Palestinians are going to end up somehow being placed in Jordan. Are there any signs of that, of what you just said?
Well, all the signs are there. The Palestinians have been given Jordanian passports. Jordanians find out every now and then that the process never really stops. People who come from Gaza, people who come from the West Bank, are kind of encouraged to stay in Jordan. And now there is fear that this regime will probably sign away the country the way his father signed that peace agreement, at the expense of Jordanians. They were promised back then open economic relations with the state of Israel and prosperity, and it turns out that all the Jordanians had was more poverty and more loss of control over their country. No wonder Jordanians are anxious, they're kept in the dark, and this regime is engaged in all kinds of wheeling and dealing behind the country's back. The parliament does not know what's happening. It's a small group of people who run the country as they wish, without the knowledge of the people.